next Tuesday's election could signal the fate of a high-tech indoor salmon growing operation that's been proposed for Midcoast Belfast. The development plan's torn a rift in the tight-knit community. The city council's been a strong backer of Nordic Aqua Farm's proposal, but only over repeated objections from opponents who are both vocal and organized. Now, a majority of the council's voting seats are up for grabs, and some see the vote next week as a referendum on the project. Fred Bever has our story.
Norway-based Nordic Aqua Farms says it's ready to invest up to $500 million in the plant, which would occupy some 40 acres near a small river that feeds into Belfast Bay. Project officials say it would be the second largest indoor salmon growing operation in the world, and they promise dozens of jobs, a major boost to the local tax base, and a leadership role for Belfast in a new age of onshore fish farming. Some longtime residents, such as Peggy Differ, are all for it.
I think that it'll really bring some business to Belfast and improve Belfast's economy. That's my true belief in that.
The city council, mindful of Belfast's high property tax rate, was quick to embrace the idea, but it stirred controversy in this roughly 6,000-person community. It's a real mix here. Retirees, back-to-the-landers, artists, young professionals, and a growing workforce for the city's dynamic waterfront.
It was, quite frankly, shocking to see not one single councillor, nor our mayor, stand with the citizens of Belfast.
Project opponents such as Joanne Mosswild, a registered nurse, have turned out in force for council meetings. They've ticked off many fears. The loss of prized woodland near the river, noise, smells, fish disease, wastewater discharge to the bay, and excessive water withdrawal from local aquifers. At a summer hearing, Mosswild echoed many who say councillors were secretive about dealings with project officials, short-circuited city rules, and turned their backs on opponents.
It's still not clear what the rush has been to push this project through amidst such immense community opposition. It is the duty of the council to act on the behalf of us, those who have elected you.
I'm getting to the point where I've got to make this statement. You speak for yourselves.
Two-term city councilor Neil Harkness pushed back.
You do not speak for the community. You do not speak for the majority of citizens of this city. I have heard far more contact from people who support the Nordic Aqua Farm development than people who oppose it.
The debate's pugnacity was growing more and more troubling to the city's 27-year-old mayor, Samantha Parody, a public health nurse and first-time politician. In a recent interview, Parody said she was determined to do something about it.
I've survived sexual and domestic violence, and as a young woman, you know, seeing like verbal aggression among like council and public, that was really uncomfortable for me.
Parody roped resistant fellow councillors into a facilitated discussion that resulted in a new policy for civility at public hearings. Around the same time, councillors agreed to tweak some proposed zoning changes to include more local oversight of the project's water extraction and discharge. And Belfast's local politics have calmed a bit, at least in tone. Linda Buckmaster, a writer and project opponent, says both sides are cooling down the rhetoric.
Some of the more flamethrower types, reactive types, kind of lost interest. Others we took in hand and we said, that's not cool, don't do it. You know, you're not helping the situation. And for the most part, people went, oh, okay.
A recent debate among contenders for the city council was praised from all sides for its civility, and it touched on many issues, not just the salmon facility. But the stakes for Nordic Aqua Farms remain high. Joanne Mosswild, the resident who was publicly rebuked by Councillor Neil Harkness, she's now challenging Harkness for his seat. Two other prominent salmon farm opponents are mounting write-in campaigns for the council. It's a six-member body, including the mayor, but she votes only in the rare event of a tie, so three votes can make the majority.
What happens on election day is absolutely critical.
City Councilor Mike Hurley, a sharp-elbowed project backer and businessman who is not up for re-election this year, says if the opponents are successful, the salmon-growing proposal is likely a no-go.
Now, if only two win, and there's three who are in favor, I would still look at that as a radical message from the people of Belfast, that they bought the no argument.
Hurley and others say today's fight is reminiscent of a battle 17 years ago over whether Belfast should allow big box retailers such as Walmart into the city. Back then, Hurley was mayor and a leader in the opposition, which was ultimately successful. This time, he remains supportive of the big new business that wants in, and next Tuesday, voters could decide which side of Belfast's history he'll be on. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.